Before we start the show, we would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this show is being recorded today, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders, past, present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie, Abby Chatfield, is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Welcome to the podcast, guys, and I'll be honest, fun show.
Fun, fun, fun.
Very fun show.
The three funds.
Sorry.
Three F's, I was going to say. And then my joke was going to be the three F's of fun, fun, fun. But I ruined it by saying the three funds.
The three funds.
The three funds.
Ah, so you should have said it.
Do you get it? The three F's. Fun, fun, and fun.
Fun, fun, fun.
It was a silly joke. And the fact that I've explained it three times now.
Wasn't that fun, was it?
Wasn't that fun. Anyway, good show. Really enjoyed. Guys, I have a new goal.
Oh, yeah?
I have a new goal.
What is it?
We better listen to find out. We spoke about it 2 minutes ago. I have a new...
Oh, right.
Jesus.
Of course. Sorry.
Oh, my God. We just spoke about... Like, literally 40 seconds ago, we spoke about it.
Yeah, but you actually didn't call it a goal. You called it something else.
Okay, well, what did I call it? What's the better word?
It's giving hopes and dreams.
I have a new mission. Is that better?
Yeah, I like mission. Okay. To be honest... When we get to the podcast opener, guys,
I look
at this log and my head is drained and I'm just reading.
Sorry, everyone. I've also had a very big photo shoot today, so I'm very tired.
No, I didn't have one of those. I went to the gym, though.
Oh, cool.
Cool. Great podcast. Oh, yeah. See, listen to how flat we are.
Okay. Anyway, up now, we're talking about Elvis again.
Here we go.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Oh, so you know how I said we should go and see Elvis?
No. Oh, sorry, I didn't think
you
I said anything.
You were going to. I could, because you moved your arm and you went to say something.
No, that's me pulling the
okay.
The music fader down.
Don't care. So you know how I said we should go and see Elvis? And everyone laughed. You all gathered around here in the studio. You all pointed your fingers and you went, ha, 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 ha. We're not going to see Elvis. We're not going to see Elvis. You're a silly girl. Ha, 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 ha. That won't be a good film. Ha, 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 ha. All of you said that.
We
had any intel on what the movie like really was. When it was just in a list of films coming up. It was in a list. Elvis. I said, Elvis sounds like my kind of thing.
Well, by the way, everyone listening, do you think that we would stand here and point at Abby Chatfield going, silly girl, silly girl? Do you really think we would do that?
You all stood around.
No. Okay.
You did. I'm not making it up. Now, It seems that the public agree with the Chatfield. I'm a woman of the public, as per my I'm a Celeb win.
And your 19 houses in Darwin.
Everyone, I don't have 19 houses in Darwin. I have...
six.
I don't have that many houses. Anyway, stop doing that.
In the Southern Hemisphere.
Because people... stop distracting from the fact that you laughed in my face about Elvis and you said we should go into Buzz Lightyear instead of something.
To be fair, that's true. I said that we should go to Lightyear.
Anyway, it turns out I'm right. Ha ha. Because it is now broken records... at the Australian box office being the 10th highest grossing Australian film of all time.
Really?
Number one, Crocodile Dundee.
Great film.
Actually, what do you reckon's in this list? Have you got the list in front of you?
I've got it in front of me. Okay, don't worry.
Number two, Australia. Great, great, great film.
And makes sense. It's about Australia.
Yeah, and people love spoiler alert. About Australia. Arsies. Number three, Babe.
What is it?
Move about me.
Oh, okay. Did you miss my joke?
I got your joke. Okay, I was talking about me being a babe.
I thought you were just going to be ready.
No. Number four, Happy Feet.
Oh, my God. Remember Happy Feet?
Babe. Banger of a movie.
So good.
Number five, Lion. That's a... That is...
I don't remember that one.
That is a... Sid and Hobart. No, Sid and Tasmania.
Is it really?
It is one of the best films of all time. You have to watch it.
Yeah, well, it's Tasmanian.
Moulin Rouge. Great Gatsby. Peter Rabbit. Crocodile Dundee 2. And then number 10, baby, Elvis.
And to think that you didn't want to talk to Baz Luhrmann on the radio show.
Everyone, I actually did cry. I cried about that when I got home the other night. I cried about it. I got home because I feel like I missed my chance to speak to Baz Luhrmann.
You did. And Tom Hanks. Mate.
Yeah, because I was busy.
I can't believe Tom Hanks, they even packaged
in
Hanks.
I've said no to a few big names that some people would literally say, who do you think you are? I have a busy schedule and I'm not going to change my schedule.
For Tom Hanks and Baz Luhrmann together.
No, because I had something very important that day. But I would do anything. If they offered again, I would come in.
No, that, well, that, wow. Like Tom Hanks, you know he used to like.
I know who Tom Hanks is.
You said no to Forrest Gump, mate.
Okay. Do you want me to go home and cry again tonight? Is that what you want?
I don't want that.
You're pushing, pushing.
I'm saying I don't want that.
See how before Rowan said, do you really think we'd get around in a circle and point a finger at Abby's face and say, silly girl, ha ha ha. Doesn't this sound familiar? Doesn't this sound like the beginnings of that? Doesn't it sound like...
I don't want you to go home and cry about it, but if you do, that's not on me. Just saying.
But it is... Because you keep laughing in my face and you keep going, silly girl, ruined a chance of Baz Luhrmann, your favourite director. Silly girl, ruined a chance of Tom Hanks. Silly girl, that's what you do.
Max, can you please put in a request to talk to Baz Luhrmann and Tom Hanks again? Special press run for Abby Chatfield.
Bit busy though, to be honest. I don't have
of course you are. Oh, apparently you've got a friend who had a travel mishap. We'll talk about that next.
You're going to die.
Katy Perry. Hot Nights Podcast. Did you just burp into the microphone?
No, I laughed.
Oh, I thought it was...
That's my laugh.
Oh, my God. I didn't know. All right, mate. My bad.
I was laughing because I'm getting ready to tell this story.
Okay.
And it... I told, one. So it happened this morning and I've told every single person I've seen this
really?
Morning and I've been dying to tell you.
Yeah, okay.
I've been dying.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
So my friend, a friend that you also know, a friend of the show, but we won't say their name.
Okay.
Is currently overseas.
Okay.
In London, actually.
Okay, okay. I know the one. Yeah, yeah.
And they called me this morning and we were just talking. I was like, how's the trip been? They were like, oh, not that good. I want to leave London. So I decided to get flights to Amsterdam.
Great.
And I was like, oh yeah, cool. Like, good idea. And they're like, but you know what? I missed my flight yesterday. And I was like, okay. Oh, that sucks. That, you know, I can change it for free. So it's not a big deal. And I was like, how'd you miss your flight? Like, you've been dying to get out of London. Like, just like, surely you'd be like there 4 hours early. Like, no, like, I presumed that the flight from London to Amsterdam was just like, a domestic Australian flight. And I was like, oh yeah. Like, and they're like, you know, like come in like 40 minutes before.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said, yeah, like totally, except it's not domestic.
No, it's a different country.
They go, wait, what? I was like, yeah, so like Amsterdam isn't domestic from London. And they were like, hang on, this is all coming together.
Coming together?
Yes, only then. They go, this is why the person on the phone, when I booked it on the phone, first of all, 1955, why they're booking on the phone.
Calling up the travel agent.
Calling up. They booked it on the phone and the woman on the other line said, now, you've got to make sure you get there in time. Are you going to be there 3 hours or four? And they said, yeah, but they thought in their head,
idiots.
No, because it's a domestic flight. I'll be there 40 minutes before. Their friend who they were staying with even said, you won't make it, you know. And this is 3 hours or four. And they were like, yes, I will. They're like, no, like it's impossible to make it. And they're like, silly girl. Everyone was telling them you're not going to make it. So they're going, no, it's that's domestic. And I was like, where do you think Amsterdam is? Like, do you think
long is the flight? I don't know how long it is.
I did it from Scotland to Amsterdam. It would have been an hour, 45 minutes.
It's all quite close, like around.
Yes, but it's not a domestic flight,
but
is it?
It's not a domestic flight, no.
The difference isn't the distance. The difference is the fact you have to go through customs.
Yes.
You have to have such procedures, also with COVID protocol.
Oh,
like,
of course.
It's a whole different thing. They even said, I thought it was weird they asked my passport when I got there. Anyway, so I said,
sorry, that's the most outrageous part.
They were like, wait, why asked for my passport? And I said, did you think that Amsterdam was attached to the UK? Yes. Okay, so, you know, I made a joke earlier about you swimming to Amsterdam. What did you think about that? Oh, I didn't really get it. Okay, so you thought,
you thought
that the UK was attached to Europe. And I said, first of all, babe, Brexit.
Brexit.
Second of all, babe, you realize you're on an island right now. You're on an island.
Yeah.
No. Yes, you're on an island. If you were going to fly, you would have flown over the sea. They're like, no, no, no. I would have gotten a real shock. So they're saying to me, they didn't know they were on an island. They didn't know that to get the train. I was like, to get the train, you have to go underwater. No, I don't. Yes, you do.
Underwater? No, it goes over the water.
Does it go over the water?
No, no, no. But can you imagine? No, it doesn't. It goes under the water.
No, 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 no. They didn't know there was water there. They thought it was a land train. They thought to get to Paris, it's on the same bit of land.
Oh, right.
So and they asked, what's domestic then? I said, well, like the UK, like Scotland.
Yeah.
I think Northern Ireland.
Yes.
And, of course, England, where you are currently. They also have an English passport. And they said, no, but I should have had to take 2 hours before the flight because I have an English passport. And I said, since when does that matter? Since when does boarding, having a passport from the country you're boarding? And I said, hang on. This is like 40 minutes this morning. They were mentioning everything else, but I got from home to the photo shoot this morning talking about basic geography.
Mm.
They were like, what about like going from Amsterdam?
They're quite smart though. Like I'm
so smart.
This is the part that I can't get over. And it's a shame we can't tell you who it is, but
They're quite smart. And also street smart.
Some people are
really street smart and a bit silly. Really book smart and a bit silly. They're both. They're very intelligent and also not silly.
But you?
Me?
Just silly.
Just silly all the time.
Yes.
But
on the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Now, Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. It's time to play Chattagory.
Everyone, it's Chattagory's time. It's time for me to win yet again. Ego boosted. Value validated.
Oh, wow, you are on fire, aren't you?
I'm on fire tonight,
I'm standing up.
I'm ready to go.
You standing up before.
I know, because I'm ready to roll. So here's what happens. There are three categories. The first is my category. It can be anything I want. It can be what I have for lunch today.
Yeah, it can be.
It can be anything I want. You don't have to have access to the information. If you don't like it, don't bother DMing us at Hot Nights with Abby with your special category, because I don't want you on my show if you're not a good sport.
Mm-hmm.
The second category, of course, is our contestants category.
Yep.
And that has to be reasonable, make it something like broad and like general knowledge and like things that people should know. Because that's only fair. Like pop trivia.
Yeah.
The third category is a producer's category, a surprise mystery category, so I may say.
Uh-huh.
And names as buzzers, best of three. I've won like 10 in a row.
All right. Now, I said last time we played that I actually think maybe the contestants question goes first.
I agree. I still can win. I'll still win.
Max, producer said no. Give you a lifeline here.
Do whatever you want. Max, make the decision.
I have changed my mind, and we will go with the listener's question.
How does that sound, Millie?
Yeah, okay. I'm ready.
Hi, Millie.
Be.
How are you going? Ready to go down? I'm standing up.
No, you know what? I'm sitting down, but I am ready to take you down.
All right, Millie.
Well, she's closer to the ground, so she might be able to take you down quicker.
Yeah.
Center of gravity vibes.
Grab me. Yeah.
Wrestling. All right. Well, did you say grab me? All right. Okay. Now, we normally start with Abby's category first, but Millie, we will start with your category first.
Okay.
And your category is Gilmore Girls.
Mmm.
Abby, you know Gilmore Girls.
Of course.
Oh, God.
Hey, Lee.
No, I don't need you to sing.
Is that how it goes?
I don't know.
Everywhere.
That's not the question, by the way, Millie. That's not the question. Here comes the question. Who played Sue Kee in Gilmore Girls? Abby.
Oh, my God, I can see her face.
Three, two, one. Millie, you want to have a go?
Melissa McCarthy.
Yes! I was going to say Mary Magdalene, but I knew it wasn't right.
Not her, mate. Not her.
A different double M.
Yeah, it's still a double M.
Oh, that makes me nervous. That makes me nervous. Oh, MM. That's sorry.
That's all right. Mason Marshall. I don't know. All right.
Oh, God. But I could see her face.
All right. Well, Millie, you're up. See, I think it's got something to do with the order of the questions.
No, it's through the fact that I was Catholic educated and all I can ever think about is Mary Magdalene.
So was I, but not that was not my first thought.
Question number one, which is now question number two, is Abby's category and is the Real Housewives franchise.
Okay, Millie, have you watched?
No.
Get a grip.
Not at all.
I think you should, maybe if I win, you should win. Sorry, you should start watching Real Housewives.
Okay, here comes the question. Okay. Lisa Rinna stars in
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, baby. Rinna.
One all.
It's actually Rinna's birthday yesterday. HBD Lisa Rinna. Some would say.
There's some chaotic energy in here.
You know why?
She's just standing up. Oh, you got the sunkissed going on.
Had a sunkissed.
You're the most fun with a sunkissed. Do not bring in the sour straps because it might just cancel it all.
I've had a sour strap as well today. I'm also really tired.
Question number three, the random category as chosen by the producers and the tiebreaker. The category is books.
Oh, okay.
Just books.
Okay.
Here comes the question. Who wrote the book? Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Abby. Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl did win. Sorry, Millie.
That's all right. She's very good.
Are you twerking it? Stop twerking.
Sorry, because you thought you'd get me, Rowan.
I did.
You thought, Millie, nothing against you. You played a fair game. Rowan thought he tricked me, and he didn't.
Well, I just was trying to level it out to Millie, but unfortunately, Millie, not this time. Sorry,
Dave. You can't level something on an incline, baby.
No, you can't. Hey,
can't level it.
By the way,
it's exponential.
If you want to play with your expert category at Hot
Nights,
you'd be very brave. You can win a $100 Upside activewear voucher. The Upside's Rome collection evokes the adventurous spirit by going on the road and into the wild. Available on www.theupside.com. If you want to win that, at Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Okay?
Mary Magdalene.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights podcast.
Here we go. When I hear that opener, God, I get excited.
It's going to be good. It's going
to
be something silly. Now, remember how you and I had the conversation? I think we called it a change my mind.
Yeah.
I know what's going on. Where we said not one personalised plate is good.
Yes, except for the person that had a medical condition and it actually made sense.
But we didn't say it was good, it just made sense.
It made sense. It wasn't a good one.
So I was like, I get it.
We gave him a pass.
And if the police know about it and
Go back and listen because it's a very long story.
If it's a town thing, whatever. Yeah. Still weird, but whatever. If it's a town thing, cool. But we still didn't come up. We still were like, none of this is cool.
It's not good.
We're like, none. Like,
it's not.
No. Like, none of it is cool, right? No. None of it.
And if you're listening and you're offended.
Grow up.
Keep driving.
So.
Keep driving and embarrass yourself.
Anyway, I'll stop playing the horn.
Stop.
So. I saw a car the other day.
So nervous.
I saw a car the other day.
What does that say?
And you know the, I don't know why this is so funny. I didn't think it was that funny when I thought of it. You know the movie Cars, Pixar Cars,
right?
They fly around the race course, they race each other. It's so cute. Mater. Yep. Oh, you know, Mater, the ute. Sorry, yep. Yawning, but I promise I'll get there in a sec.
Yep.
Head me up, Billy. I saw a red Toyota looking little sports car thing. Sometimes it says Subaru, sometimes it's Toyota. I don't get it. It's like a BZX or BRX something. It looks very sporty. Anyway, this car had the whole thing was like stick it up to look like Lightning McQueen, the red race car on Cars.
This is not funny. I don't find this funny.
You didn't even know where I'm at though.
Keep going. If the armor plate's McQueen or something.
It was ka-chow. Ka-chow. Ka-chow.
Turn the music off. I find it interesting that you gave everyone so much shit about every... People called up the station, and rightfully so, we gave them shit.
Yeah, because they were all awful.
Yeah, but that is probably the worst number plate and car situation. If I was going on a date and someone rocked up and they had that car in the
bin...
Immediately.
In the bin, immediately.
Immediately.
I actually took a photo of it as well. Do you want to see it?
I don't. I was hoping for something actually good.
Look, there it is. See, look, it says ka-chow.
I hope that is a prop from Movie World. I pray with everything in me that is a prop from Movie World and they've come down here for some maintenance.
Why do they come all the way to Sydney for maintenance?
I don't know, but I'm hoping that's the case.
Because the car drives so fast. Ka-chow!
This is actually really upsetting because here's the thing. I think my issue and your issue with personalised plates is they're a bit silly and they're a bit childish.
I think they're childish.
Why do you care about your number plate? It's a bit insecure.
Yeah.
That's my thing. It's like, why do you care about your number plate?
I don't like them.
But that is a kids' movie. Ka-chow.
I don't know. I'm just saying, out of all the ones I've seen, that was... It's not bad. It's not bad. But, can I also say, it's not bad, but they had stickered the whole car up. If it was just a red Toyota that said ka-chow, I would have hated it even more.
But because of the stickers...
Yeah, because it's actually themed up to be the car from Cars.
I'm so sorry, but... I came into this radio station tonight and I thought, I'm going to have fun. I'm going to be entertained. And it's been that way thus far.
That's really rude.
When I saw this break on our list, on our little, what's it called? Log.
Mm.
I thought this would be funny.
It is wow.
It's funny. It's not funny, haha. It's funny, weird. It's funny, weird that you brought this up and that you thought this was the best number plate of all time.
Okay. Never said that.
You did?
I said that it was not bad. I said pretty good. I'm potentially okay with saying... Actually, no, I was like, I'm okay with saying I've maybe had my mind changed a little bit, but I still think overall they're lame.
But this, I...
Ka-chow.
I feel like...
Hmm?
You've changed and you've weakened.
What?
You're weak.
Why? You're weak.
Because you've admitted that you're wrong about something that isn't
I didn't admit that I was wrong. I was just saying that it might... It's not bad.
No, you've admitted that you were wrong.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
So it's just that easy, is it?
No, I actually want to talk about... I think we should run content by each other from now on because the surprise content things. Mine was funny. Yours...
Okay, is that what we're doing, is it? Maybe you should have told me about the travel mishap before we put that to air.
But it was funny.
Was it? Was it? Was I laughing?
If not, you were at least fake laughing.
It's fake laughing.
Well, you know what? We've got an hour left to go. Maybe I'll storm out.
Really?
Nah! On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Song?
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
How good. How good. By the way, Kai's made some fun new little openers. Hope you all enjoy them.
I'm loving it.
Little funk house, little disco vibe.
Oh, and you know what house music is indicative of?
What?
Recession.
Yes.
Yeah. And speaking of recession.
What a good one.
Thank you. Speaking of inflation, we have some news, everyone. Yes. We have some... I mean, it's expected news.
Yeah.
But it's a tough sausage to sizzle.
Oh, you are on fire.
It's a tough one.
You are on fire.
So our beloved Bunnings.
Yeah.
Our beloved Bunnings snag.
Beloved.
Is usually $2.50. And because of inflation, also the cost of living, and I presume mortgages going up on all those...
You wouldn't know.
Little leagues clubs that...
Sorry?
The snag support.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. I was like, where are you going with this?
Always, always like Ballina Rugby Leagues Club, juniors.
It's Toowoomba Badminton Seniors.
Yeah, and you group. Go, and you go, in your head, you go, I'm doing it for them. Not just because you want
to
snack.
My old man used to run a bowls club in Launceston, and the amount of Bunno sausage sizzles he did, the amount for the West Lonnie Bowls Club. The amount
It benefits everyone.
It does, yeah.
Hurts no one.
It does, actually.
It hurts no one. Benefits everyone. Mm. But they're going from $2.50 to $3.50. Now, that is, what, like 50% increase?
A little bit of a hoik.
It's a big increase. But you know what? Doing it for the kids.
Doing it for the badminton scene.
It is a big raise in prices. And it actually does show how bad inflation is getting slash going to get. Because when Bunnings, the charity Bunnings snag does that, it's concerning.
You know what? I didn't actually even know. I thought you dictated your own prices.
I thought you did too. But you know what? Maybe. Also, who buys the sausages? Is it Bunnings? Is it their donation?
Nah, you got to get.
I reckon it's their donation. I reckon Bunnings supply the sausages.
I think.
Or what? That is, you're just, this week you're allowed to go on the front bit of Bunnings. That's a bit cruel.
Oh, and it's, I see.
Do you reckon that's their contribution?
Yes, I see.
He's saying we pay for the snacks and
that's
and
how
buns.
They support the local
community. I reckon it's that. I'm not sure though. I'm not going to give Bunnings all the credit.
And I don't think it wouldn't be too expensive to get those, you know, the good old Coles or Woolies snags and then roll them out with a nice, with the white bread and the salt and the sauce.
No.
Because you get bulk sauce and roll them out the next week.
Yeah. And maybe they're increasing the prices because they know that the margins will be, then Bunnings should foot the, I don't know, we'll figure it out. We're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It's going up.
It's going up. But my Bunnings, my local Bunnings.
Your Bunnings.
My Bunnings.
I know you had 13 houses. I didn't know you owned a Bunnings.
Getting into industrial real estate. Commercial.
It's a good idea. Big money in that.
Anyway, the Bunnings that I go to near the Big Prawn.
Oh, yeah.
In Balmer. Love you, Balmer. They actually have, you know how when you go to a restaurant, there's like a QR code?
Yeah.
Like to order. Order to the table. They have that at the start of the line.
You get a scooey at the start of the line.
No.
Oh, sorry. Scooey.
No, but you like take a photo and you QR code.
Yeah.
And you order and pay for your snag.
Oh,
by the
snag.
Time you get to the front.
Sorry, I don't.
At the Balmer.
I was lost.
Isn't that amazing?
That is good. Yeah, that's smart.
See,
we
no
are
one
moving
has cash
forward.
Anymore.
Nah, we're moving forward.
So for that, I'd pay an extra dollar because it does help me because I've never had cash and I was going, I'm dying for it. Because you're always so hungry at Bunnings for some reason. You walk around for like 6 hours at Bunnings and you're like, I'm so hungry and hot.
I just want one plant.
And I'm like maneuvering my entire body through the car park to get my trolley around. Opening the car by myself, chucking wood planks in that I didn't need.
Can I, and this might make the break go on a little bit longer, but can I say something to you that I've never said to you before?
What?
One time in Brisbane, at the Newstead Bunnings.
Yep.
I saw you. What time?
Sorry?
What time?
So the Newstead Bunnings.
Yep.
Where's the Newstead Bunnings?
Near Tenerife. You must have been going in there for something, a plant for the house or something.
I don't
know.
I must have been, yeah.
And you were going up the escalator, and I was going down the escalator, and I was like, do I know her? Oh. Nah. Kept walking, and I was like, I think that was the girl from The Bachelor. And I've been so frightened to tell you, because I was like, oh, yeah, we met in Sydney.
Sliding doors.
Sliding doors moment.
Sliding doors.
And I also find it very ironic that you... We're going up and I was
going down.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
I want to play a game.
Game?
Very competitive tonight. Got my sun kissed.
Yeah.
I've had my sour chops. I've had literally 4 coffees today plus a full sugar Coke.
Wow.
And a Caesar salad, baby.
Choice. And a Caesar. Yep. Wicked. And I a love Caesar. A Caesar.
So... A little list has come out of how often you should replace household items.
Oh, God.
And that it has sparked a heated debate. And I feel like I want us to guess
the time
how frames. Often we should replace things because I feel like you're going to be way too long. But don't try and counteract it. Don't try and counteract
it. I just want to say now, my answer might not be reflective of what I do. But
I think it should be what you do.
Well, actually, you'll never know because I might be lying.
Okay.
Is there a pet over there?
Now we've got beautiful producer Max here.
Thank you, Max.
Hello,
Max.
Gorgeous Maxie.
Thank you for calling me beautiful and gorgeous.
You are beautiful and gorgeous. We love you.
So
you're going to be our adjudicator because you love being the adjudicator. Libra and vibes.
Libra and vibes. You know?
Everything's
balance.
Equal.
Justice.
You are such a justice king. Yeah. I love it. Just as crew vibes.
La la la, quesera.
What would you do if, like, one day I was like, sorry, guys, can't come to work, and then I just appeared in a Justice Crew film clip?
Yeah, you're out of Parramatta filming a clip.
I'd love it.
It would be good.
Oh, my
right,
God.
Let's get into this list.
All right, yeah. And we're going to go, I'll give the answer, then. No, give Ron the answer, then I'll do the answer.
I'd like you both to write down your answer, and then I will ask you both.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I've written the first one down.
Yeah, great. Right, down. So the first one. How often to replace a sponge?
Okay.
Yeah. Abby?
Fortnightly.
I said 1 week.
This one, interestingly, didn't have a time frame, and it said when it's stinky, so...
Oh, that's what?
1 week. I would say my stuff's
stinky. To be fair, I don't go home very often, so I probably use a sponge once a week.
Okay.
Eating out a lot and stuff.
Moving on to the shower curtain liner.
What does that mean?
You know, in, like, some houses that, like, aren't super... I mean, you might not know, but, you know, like, the houses...
I have a shower curtain in my house.
Yes, the shower curtain.
Which one?
What's the shower curtain liner,
though? Oh, yeah. No, the liner is the one... Is the curtain. That's what it is, isn't it? That's what you mean? Just a shower curtain.
Yes. And some people have, like, changing it?
Yeah. Now, I wrote one year, but I would also like to say I don't think I would ever change it.
Never. I would never change it.
This list suggests every 3 months, so you both
think. Oh,
you know what?
God.
You know what? My shower curtain liner at my house, not the one I live in, it is a bit moldy.
Yeah.
Well, time for a change.
Time for a change.
Let's skip down to toilet brush.
Ooh.
Sorry, are you okay, Abby?
I would scrub.
Change it.
Yeah. Get a new one.
It's going in the toilet. Who cares? You're not eating off it.
Well.
I'm going to say when the bristles...
Stop brushing.
...decompose.
I've actually said I reckon people might say like a couple of months, but I've never in my life ever replaced...
Change.
...a change or replace one.
Every 6 months.
No, but also, but what for? You're not eating off it. You're not, like, what for?
It just gets smelly, wouldn't it?
Because, like, a coli can, like, get in deep into the toilet brush and then you're just cleaning.
And then there's a coli where the poo is anyway. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. You know that ad? It's like you wouldn't clean your bench with a dirty cloth. Then why clean your dishes with a dirty dishwasher?
But I'm not cleaning dishes with a poo scrub. I'm cleaning the poo area with a poo scrub.
I'm enjoying this. Do you have any more?
Sorry.
All right, sheets. How often should you replace your sheets?
So don't use them anymore?
Yeah, get rid of them.
Oh, God.
Throw them out.
Yep. Well, donate them.
Donate them.
I don't think I've ever... My sheets just accumulate.
They just stay. I just keep them in the linen cupboard.
God, I'm going to say 6 months.
I would say every year.
2 years.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah.
How often do you change your bed sheets, Rowan?
Every month.
Sorry,
what?
How often do you change your bed sheets, Maxie?
I change them every 6 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, mine's every week.
I'm actually not home much.
I know. Sorry, I'm gross compared to Max and you, Rowan.
Yeah, I'm actually not there much, to be honest. So.
Mum always with Lucy. Dropping you to Lucy's house.
Yeah. Mum's dropping you at Lucy's house.
Okay, what's the next one, Maxie?
All right, I'm going to go with duvet insert.
The duvet
insert. I've probably got a new one every year. You mean the actual doona?
Yeah.
You mean the doona?
Yeah.
Every year I can get a new one?
Yeah, I would say probably have to get a new one every year.
Wow, you guys are so wasteful because you can replace those every 10 to 15 years. Oh, my gosh.
What? I'm terrible.
Put it in the washing machine.
Toilet brush is every 6 months.
But not the thing you sleep in and sweat in and do other things.
Yeah.
Sorry, what are you doing on your duvet?
What aren't you doing on your duvet? I know what you're doing on your duvet.
Don't say. I'll play safe here. No.
Okay. And what's one more?
I didn't even. But, okay. Fine.
Do you want more?
No. We'll go with mattress.
No. Your mattress.
No. You're supposed to put. My friend works for Sealy's Posturepedic, and she told me it should last you
3 weeks because she just wants you to keep buying mattresses.
Yep.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Bong, bang, bong.
I'm ignoring you.
Oh!
We're an ultimate girls trip.
The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip Ex-Wives Club is streaming exclusively on Hey You.
Oh, girls just wanna have fun.
So many girls in here, where do I begin?
Your yell then actually sounded like you were in the opener. You were a part of the opener.
I know. Anyway, Ultimate Girls Trip.
Yeah, all thanks to the Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip Ex-Wives Club.
It's so good, guys.
Streaming exclusively on Hayu now.
It is, honestly. I have watched a lot of Real Housewives in me time.
Yep.
And here's what happens. They bring together ex-wives, as in old, not old, but previous housewives.
Yep.
Who have been fired or left the show. And they've got two from Beverly Hills, two from Orange County, two from Atlanta, and two from New York.
Mm-hmm.
All together in a house. Some of them have beef from their shows.
Whoa.
Some of them have beef from Twitter. Some of them don't know each other. It's absolutely amazing. So celebrate that.
Celebrated.
We're giving away a little trip.
Oh, and not only a little trip. Flight voucher, airport transfers, and this wicked, it's actually this wicked property in Jarvis Bay.
I know Bing.
And I hear it's fantastic.
Also, is it Jarvis or Jervis?
It's Jarvis, I think.
Is it Jarvis? I thought it was Jervis. Got an E in there.
Oh, there's an E there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Is it Jervis?
Anyway, who cares? It sounds fun regardless. So we've asked you all to give us a call and tell us your wildest friend trip stories.
Mm.
You know, we've had a few good ones so far.
Tell the beauties.
You know, but we're hoping for even better ones because you go into the running to win the beautiful trip away. All we'll do on Friday is we'll put up a little poll.
Yep.
And whatever happens on social media, baby.
Yeah, at Hot Nights with Abby, you can vote there. That's where it is.
Whoever wins, wins.
All right, today's wicked storyteller, Andy. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you going?
How you going?
Hi, Andy. Tell us your story.
Okay, so a few years ago, I went on a quick little trip to Vanuatu with my auntie and her friend.
Mm.
And as you do when you're on an island, you get a bit silly.
Yep.
And my auntie got a little bit loose. She ended up flashing multiple people in the city of Port Vila, but including the police.
Flashing. And then we got, why?
Island juice. It's a bit fun.
Ah, yep, yeah.
Soft drink. And, got her back to the resort, and she ended up streaking through the apartment and throwing up in our sink and trying to clean it out with her hairbrush.
What is going on?
Why
is it always aunties?
Cool aunties.
It's always aunties.
What? Wait, how old is your auntie?
53.
Right.
Wicked. That's five. Wicked.
There's always one auntie.
Okay, you said she cleaned the vomit out with her hairbrush?
Oh, she tried.
What do you mean?
Very successful. The next day, I sort of ended up having to put some pajamas on her because she was a bit nude.
Yes.
And so the next morning, she's woken up and been like, whose clothes are these? And then went to the bathroom and was like, and who threw up it in the sink? And it took a lot of convincing to remind her it was her. But
this is what I don't understand about people that obviously, like, maybe don't remember stuff from the night before and then next morning, like, oh, who's that? This, and especially at 53, this would have happened a lot. You've done this before. And I don't know how they're so surprised that it's them.
Yeah. They're like, no, it couldn't be me.
It's
like, you've done it for 30 years.
It's you. It's absolutely done it for 30 years. Cheryl, you've done it.
Definitely her. Not her older friend or a younger niece. Definitely the 53-year-old.
Totally. Well.
All right, Andy. Well, hey, we're going to vote on Friday. Actually, we're not voting. The people are voting. So good luck.
Good luck, Andy.
Thanks, right. Guys.
Good on you, duh. I tell you. Hectic. It's always the aunties, and the older the aunties get, the more hectic they get.
My auntie's name is Linda, and she's never streaked.
Yeah, but what about Laura? Laura might be the auntie.
Laura would never streak in her.
What are we, Wednesday?
Life.
Okay, so a couple more stories. Great. I'm excited.
Got one more.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Speaking of Post Malone, like you. And actually am a huge fan of Post Malone, like a big, big, big fan.
What is it that you like most? You like his tattoos?
I like the way he goes, oh.
I fall apart.
Anyway, I think he's cool. I think he'd be really fun to hang out with.
Super cool.
So I have a game plan that I want to run past you.
Please.
So obviously we get to talk to big celebs here.
We do.
But because of COVID.
We haven't spoke to many, have we, actually?
No, because I'm always busy. But
Charlie Puth was cool.
Charlie Puth was great. But because of COVID and because of, you know, touring just starting up again in Australia, we haven't had people IRL in the studio.
I'm looking forward to
it. We've had a few. We've had Peking Duck.
Legends.
Ben Lee.
Yes.
But I saw on TikTok the other day, Post Malone uploaded a TikTok where someone in his audience said, I want to play Stay for you.
Oh, that's right. I saw that too.
Yeah. And he knows it on guitar and he could play Stay. So in order to entice Post Malone here when he comes here with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, who I also love, I've read Anthony Kiedis's book.
Yeah.
We'll go. I never go. Read. That's a big call for
we'll
me.
Go.
I never
we'll
read.
Go. It'll be fun. Let's go. We'll go.
We'll go, but we'll I, don't, go. I don't want to just go. I want Posty to come here.
He won't come here. We'll go to his hotel. That's what'll happen. He's so big now, he won't come here.
Don't care. I will do as long as I'm in the same room. I will do. I don't care where I am. I don't care where I am. I want to meet Post Malone, even if it's. I'll do it through Zoom, but it's a bit hard with timing.
No.
I want to learn a post. I can't play guitar. I can't play any instruments except for flute. Very, very vaguely.
Well, why don't you play one of the songs on flute?
I want to learn.
And he'll play guitar with you.
I want to learn a Post Malone song. I want it on guitar because I always think it's so cool.
Yeah.
And I want to be the drunk person at kick-ons playing. But like, guys, I played this at Post Malone one time.
Yeah. And then you'd be like.
It's true.
And you can be like, any requests? Any requests? People be like, Oasis. You'd be like, oh,
Post Malone.
And then I'll be in the back going, you know, Post Malone. You go, oh, I heard Post Malone. Yeah, I'll play that.
So do you support me in this?
Yeah.
Should I hire a guitar?
I would say, I reckon we go flute. Because if you've got the flute, he'll have the guitar there.
I don't think he'll vibe the flute.
No, he vibes fun stuff. And if it's fun, he'll vibe it.
So if I can play something on the flute for Post Malone, Max, do you think, now Max deals with all the booking of talent that we talk to.
Yeah, he's our executive producer.
He's like EP, so he obviously, yeah, I know he's like a booking agent.
He's a talent booker.
No, I meant like he's the hot shot. He's the person in between us and huge stars. So do you think that would entice them in, Maxie? Because I don't think Post Malone would talk to me for nothing.
I think he might.
I feel like this will entice him, but I'm going to note that I feel like this one is a stretch for us. I feel like we're going to need a good plan and a lot of effort.
Yes.
We've got to need to turn up for the interview.
That's a Baz Luhrmann. That's a Baz Luhrmann bit of stab.
I not only will turn up to the interview, I will block up my calendar for the time that Post Malone is here. And I'm honestly not kidding. I think we should organise like a guitar person. Maybe start with the guitar hero to get used to it.
A guitar person? You mean like a guitar teacher?
A guitar teacher.
Is that what you mean?
And I'm going to learn how to play a Post Malone song.
We'll find a easy. You've never played guitar before in your life?
Grade 9, music.
You know, do you know chords?
I'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out, baby.
Ma.
Maybe you could play some Gaga to him and he can, I don't know.
No, I'm not kidding. Right. I'm going to look up now Post Malone songs on guitar.
Hot Nights, Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Fun.
So fun.
It was fun.
I love that song.
There's been an incredible find at an op shop. Wild.
Find at an op shop?
At an op shop. And no, it isn't an Ed Hardy shirt from the early 2000s.
You know, I actually found the other day these cool, like, thermos things, like old school 80s retro thermoses, and they were $6 each. I looked on eBay for a pair of them, $50.
Did you buy them?
Yeah. But I've got one at my house, I've got one at Lucy's house, and, you know, I thought I don't want to sell them. But they were like, op shops, guys, if you haven't been to one lately, go in there.
And also supporting the community. I got that wedding dress from the op shop.
Oh, yeah, waiting to get married.
That I was going to wear to the Logies.
You weren't going to wear that to the Logies. What Logies?
I wanted to dye it like an emerald green or something right to the Logies,
oh, cool.
But I didn't have
emerald time green dye
or the energy. and my dress was a million times better than the Logies than the
wedding dress.
Op shop dress.
Yes,
sorry, yes, everyone. Yes, sorry. Love you, Con Elio. Anyway, so an amazing find at an op shop. Someone's gone and bought a handbag for $10, and she was cleaning the stains inside of it, and she lifted up the bottom of the bag and she saw an envelope filled with moolah.
Wicked.
Filled with cashola.
I love that.
And there was also a letter.
Ooh.
Would you like me to read it to you?
Please read it.
I have 3 children. They will give my things to Goodwill, which is like Vinny's, when I die. So I am leaving their inheritance in all my favourite things.
Oh my God.
It actually continues. This Coach bag was given to me by my husband's girlfriend. Well, actually, I came home early from a visit to my parents' house in Connecticut. She must have left quickly as she forgot her bag and shoes.
That is wild.
So the husband was cheating, for those of you who don't understand. The woman who left the note, Martha, said she carried the bag every day and wondered if her husband ever knew of its origin. So he was so out of it, he didn't even notice.
Wow.
She had the bag. I'm giving away because my kids don't want it, the letter continued. So go buy yourself a new bag. Love, Martha. And there was $500 Australian in there.
What an awesome
$245
story.
Isn't that? But also, I don't get why she's upset that her kids are giving her stuff to charity.
Yeah, that's weird. Why wouldn't they keep? Yeah.
Why are you upset about that?
Well, upset giving it to charity.
Well, she's saying I'm giving it to my kids give it to Goodwill, so therefore they get their inheritance. What? You also, want them to hoard all your stuff.
Oh, so she's maybe just a little bit bitter about it, so they're not getting the cash.
Yeah, that's what she's doing. She said, my children will give my things to Goodwill.
So here's the money.
So I'm leaving my inheritance and all my favourite things. Are they meant to...
Oh, she's a little bit cut that they don't care enough. So she's like, well, I don't care enough to give you my money.
I mean,
I don't mind that, really.
Oh, it's iconic. Oh, it's iconic.
Yeah, I don't get
what the issue is. Like, my grandma, I loved him more than anything, and I have a couple of her necklaces and her. I don't have her handbags.
This watch was my granddad's. He died, and then Nan gave me this. And see, there's like no hands on it. It's like so old, it's like breaking, but I can't just wear it as like a bracelet. But yeah, I wouldn't have. I mean, I wouldn't give the stuff away, but.
You wouldn't like keep his pants and stuff. But has
pockets. Oh, no. Nan offered me his undies. I said, are you joking? She said, no, well, I don't want them to get wet. I was like, I'm not wearing them, Nan.
Oh, my God.
It's like, give me the Seiko and that's it. I'll just take the watch. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Show's finished. We're done. Time for a song. 6, 7, 8.
So long, farewell, avidas and adieu.
Adieu.
Adieu. To you and you and you.
Hey, the hotline is back tomorrow, so if you have anything you need advice with, 131060 tomorrow, okay? Get ready. We step out of the studio and into the office of Abby's Hotline. I'm hearing rumours that we're firing Jenny.
Don't start malicious rumours. Oh, you'll be sued for defamation, but
potentially.
I mean, for that tomorrow.
All right. Bye, guys. Stay safe.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have some-